This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States and India announced Tuesday they're strengthening cooperation on fighting terrorism. The two democracies will intensify intelligence sharing and specifically work for an agreement on exchanging information on known or suspected terrorists. That's according to India's External Affairs Minister, speaking to reporters in New Delhi. The two governments also agreed on a joint cyber framework to reduce cybercrime, according to U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Overall, ministers and officials of India and the United States are touting a significantly expanded strategic and economic relationship that Secretary Kerry said couldn't come at a more important moment. Kerry is scheduled on Wednesday to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. The European Union Tuesday ordered Apple to pay a record $13 billion euros in back taxes in Ireland, saying the deals allowing the U.S. tech giant to pay almost no taxes were illegal. This is the EU Competition Commissioner, Marguerite Vestager.
This decision sends a clear message. Member states cannot give unfair tax benefits to selected companies. No matter if they are European or foreign, large or small, part of a group or not.
Meanwhile, Apple and the Irish government immediately said they would appeal against the European Commission ruling, while the United States Treasury, in a written statement, said it could undermine the economic partnership with the EU. This is VOA News. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace, killing more than 20 people. The car hit a wall of the SYL Hotel. It's a popular meeting spot for Somali government officials. The head of the local ambulance service says his service transported 22 dead bodies and 30 injured among the injured people after the blast. Meanwhile, a presidential security guard speaking to VOA Somali service on condition of anonymity said that a speeding car was driving toward them. He says, "We fired warning shots into the air. It did not stop. And then we fired at the car before the attacker detonated his explosive-laden car." You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. Meanwhile, a suicide bomber crashed into a car at a gate in the Chinese embassy in the capital of Kyrgyzstan Tuesday, an attack that injured three people. The Kyrgyzstan's prime minister said the blast in Bishkek killed only the bomber and that the injured were Kyrgyz employees at the site. Meanwhile, China condemned what it called a violent and extreme act, and a foreign ministry spokeswoman told reporters that the government urged authorities in Kyrgyzstan to launch a thorough investigation. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The World Health Organization warns of a growing threat of antibiotic resistance to three common sexually transmitted infections. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the new guidelines from Geneva.
Medical officer Teodoro Wi in the WHO's Department of Reproductive Health and Research says WHO guidelines issued in 2003 recommended the antibiotic quinolones for the treatment of gonorrhea. She says the new guidelines advise against using this drug.
And in most countries in Africa, they still continue to use quinolones because it's a WHO recommendation. And we know that there's already very high resistance to this. So that's why we need to update this and say quinolones could not be used anymore.
We says other safe, effective treatments are available. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An American-Canadian couple held hostage by the Taliban for 4 years have urged their governments to pressure Kabul to change its policy on executions of captured insurgents, according to a new video which surfaced on Tuesday. Canadian Joshua Boyle and his American wife, who has given birth to two sons while in captivity, were kidnapped in Afghanistan in 2012 during a backpacking trip. In a 2-minute, 31-second video shared by the site intelligence group, the couple were shown saying the captors were terrified and frightened of the Afghan government. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.